Greetings, Forsketeers, and welcome to another episode of The Outer Rim. I am Mike, and unfortunately, Lindsay and Chris are still at Celebration, leaving me alone here at the news desk. But they'll be back soon. So joining me tonight is my good buddy and fellow co-host, Ernie, from the Retro Convo.
Hey, Mike, with that intro there, it's a little confusing because I think you're doing ghost stories, but it's nice to be back on the show.
It took me a second. I had to rehearse it in my head. So this is going to be kind of your Star Wars Celebration wrap-up show. We're only going to cover a couple points tonight because since Lindsay and Chris are over at the show, we'll do a full show when they come back, having been there, you know, getting that news firsthand, leaving us schlubs over here with no convention to go to.
Yeah, only YouTube.
But wow. This was a fun weekend to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this celebration felt like it went back on track. I think London was a little bit of a miss, and with this celebration, I was really fully immersed and kind of just couldn't stay away from the TV. It was awesome.
There was a lot of like fun things to see, you know. Some cool new news, not as much as I wanted to get, I think. I don't think they showed anything about the Han Solo movie.
Yeah, nothing. And one of the things I was hoping for was a Netflix series, and we still didn't get that.
We're not going to get a Netflix series.
We are, Mike.
Those petitions don't work.
I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
Yeah, well, Netflix isn't with you, so it's not going to happen. But no, let's... what was your favorite thing? Or one of your favorite things?
Honestly, the 40th, I thought was just really kind of started off the show just right.
The opening weekend. Ceremony?
Yeah, just because seeing all those faces on stage and even hearing what each other had to say about the whole franchise was just, as a fan, it just really grips your heart a little bit, you know, and just makes you realize why you love this series so much, you know?
Yeah, just kind of seeing all those faces, like, it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And then the tribute to Carrie Fisher.
Of course, which did not leave a dry eye in the crowd or no. At home.
Yeah, I don't think, according to my news feed, nobody was able to make it through without crying.
Yeah, and it's not only just the footage that they put together, but they topped it off with the curtain opening, and standing on the right-hand side of the stage was John Williams, and of course he goes into the Princess Leia theme, which just really set everybody off, like just tears. I had tears.
Yeah, that was a cool moment.
It was, and then just to end it off with the fanfare and kind of go on to the, you know, the more popular songs, even the Force theme. It was a perfect way to start off, you know, Celebration.
And then making his grand appearance, Gary Fisher.
Gary Fisher.
I thought it was adorable that they still took him. Like it's amazing. I mean, one, he's Carrie's dog, but it's like the fandom knows and loves him enough that he, you know, went.
You know, it's funny watching the Instagram feeds as well. I saw tons of people posting pictures of him walking around the convention.
Yeah, I posted a picture of him pooping on the floor.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. And it's what Carrie would have wanted, you know.
It's perfect. And, you know, there was some cool things that actually came out of the 40th as well. The one that I wanted to really bring up was one of my favorite people to hear speak this whole weekend, besides Mark Hamill, who's always number one, was Dave Filoni. And what Dave Filoni said about George Lucas was pretty inspiring. I took it to heart as well. But he basically said that George Lucas inspired him to not make decisions based on fear. And this is all going with the Clone Wars. They both worked together, and George kind of took them under his wing when they were going through that whole series. So hearing Dave say that out loud to us, to the fans, and then in front of his mentor was just such a heartwarming moment for me. You
know? Yeah. I mean, how cool was it that George showed up too?
Oh, he got the biggest standing ovation and the Lucas chant. So,
I mean, he would have had to go. It's the 40th anniversary, but to me personally, I think the even bigger surprise was Harrison Ford showing up.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And, you know, Warwick Davis as well, moderating the whole thing, just even the whole weekend, he did a fantastic job.
Yeah. So kudos to that guy. Warwick Davis is just, he's so excited to be a part of the franchise. And it's like, I will watch him in anything.
There was a funny moment when he brought George Lucas on. They kind of did their little back and forth banter, but Warwick Davis actually read out a letter that he wrote to George Lucas, and it was right after they filmed Return of the Jedi. And he basically said, hello, George, Mr. Lucas. I don't know if you remember me, but I helped you make the film Return of the Jedi with you. It says, I was hoping and wondering if there would be any way that you can send the new Star Wars figures over, you know, to my place. Like, I'd greatly appreciate it. And he ended up showing a picture of him laying on the ground with a bunch of figures in front of him at the age of 13. And it was so cool to watch. You know?
I think I've seen that picture before. And yeah, that's such a fun story.
It is. And Warwick is just such a good man. He really is. Like, he's just full of joy, and people just absolutely love him. So to see that little moment of, he's a fan like us, you know?
Yeah. He just happens to be a fan that got to be in the movie.
Yeah. More than once, for sure. So,
which, speaking of which, we've got the new Force for Change announcement that happened early on Thursday. So this year there's a lot of cool prizes. Did you see those?
I did. The thing about the Force of Change that kind of made me laugh a little bit was everybody was upset with the GMA announcement, the Good Morning America.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to announce anything big on Good Morning America. Like, I don't know why people thought the trailer was going to be on Good Morning America.
Yeah, I don't know why either, but I kind of had a chuckle about it.
Like, not much guys, we could do. Like, guys, I love you, but it was never going to be on Good Morning America.
Yeah. But what were some of the things they announced? I didn't catch at least the prizes and stuff.
So the three prizes are spending a night at Skywalker Ranch, a visit to the set of the Han Solo movie and a chance to appear in the film, and you can join the cast at the premiere for The Last Jedi.
Now, just curious here, Mike, which of the three would you prefer?
You know, I would probably like going to the premiere. I think that would be a lot of fun. You know, I don't know. Like, is being in the Han Solo movie, it depends on the role, and your part could always be cut.
Yeah.
But if you go to the premiere, you'll always have been there.
This is very true. So I can't make my decision. They're all good.
So moving on, another cool thing I got is the Battlefront 2 trailer that came out. This kind of leaked early, the day before before Celebration started on Wednesday. So we knew it was coming and we saw the trailer then, but it wasn't until I think Saturday that we got the full, this is what it's going to be about. And there is a single player campaign now where you play as a member of Inferno Squad,
which looks really interesting, actually. I think
which seems to be like the counterpoint to or the counterparts to Twilight Company.
Yeah.
But you play the commander of Inferno Squad, and it's going to be her story. And there was a lot of cool concept art that was revealed, and it seems like it's going to be pretty in depth. And another big thing that they announced was that there wasn't going to be a season pass for Battlefront 2, which is very interesting and un-EA like. So we're going to have to see what this means.
And this is something that Chris and I talked two episodes ago when I was guest hosting with him. And we basically both said that, like, there needs to be a single player mode or like a story mode. And I think they kind of heard some of the complaints the first time around. But that wasn't the big news for me as far as the game. I think the novel that kind of leads up into this was really perking up my ears. And I'm like you, Mike. I don't really read the novels as much. I'm like one of those guys that just goes to Wikipedia and gets the information there. But that novel is really winking at me this time because I really want to know about the Infernal Squad. And I believe it's Aiden or Eden. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name.
And it's funny because I've heard it pronounced so many times.
Probably both ways, if not more. So,
well, send those corrections to Chris and we'll just blame Chris for this one.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's
so
see.
What did you think of the trailer, though?
I thought it was definitely very interesting. It looks really good. It's interesting that you're going to be able to play as all the characters from all eras this time, which means clone troopers and droids are coming back into the mix. And I really hope that we can have kind of a clone troopers versus stormtroopers battle.
That would be pretty fun, actually.
So you could do that in the old Battlefronts, so it'd be cool if you could do it in this one.
Yeah. Some of the game engine footage they showed was pretty spectacular, actually. I really liked the moment where they showed the Death Star really just destroyed, and the voiceover says, you know, we have to avenge our Emperor.
Yeah. Seeing it from the ground was really cool.
Yeah, that was another thing, too. Just like the wave explosion was pretty neat.
So definitely going to be excited for that. Moving on, we got the official message from Kathleen Kennedy that Carrie Fisher will not be in episode 9. Now, there was that speculation that they were going to use extra footage that they shot of her from episode 8 and use some of that in 9, but we officially got the confirmation that they would not be doing it. So what do you think of that?
You know, honestly, I'm still confused. I don't know how to feel about it. And I think because like the wounds are still fresh, you know, from her passing, and we still have a lot of questions and what's going to happen in 8. And I think that's really going to answer my question, or at least let me kind of figure out what they want to do in 9, in my opinion, at least. So I at least want to watch, you know, The Last Jedi first before I really make an assessment, but it could mean, you know, they kill off her character in 8, but who knows? I don't. What about you, Mike? Let me hear your thoughts.
Well, some of the wording that they use is she won't be appearing as General Leia in episode 9. So to me, that leads me to believe that she will appear in the movie as the Supreme Goddess Leia. That she is.
Okay.
Supreme Goddess, Protector of the Realm, Leia Organa. So... But no, I mean, I don't know. That's how I was looking at it, was that it might mean that she is just in a different role, because they said specifically General Leia. They didn't say, you know, she's not going to appear in the film at all. She's not going to appear in the film as General Leia.
Right. And I think even some of the ways it might go with the episode 8, you know, might be more political. So, yeah, it could totally be a change of role for her and not being the leader of the resistance, but more like senator-based, maybe, again. Who knows?
Who knows? But we love to hear that kind of speculation.
For sure.
We got another look at the Disney parks and how Star Wars Land is coming along. Now, Ernie and I live near Disneyland, so we get to see it kind of often in the progression. One thing, when I was driving by last week, I saw the kind of metallic skeletons of the AT-ATs that they're building.
Oh, that's fun.
So this was definitely a good look at what is to come. So definitely check that out if you do get the chance.
Yeah, I think it's interesting too, also that I think they're taking a page out from Universal Studios with the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, how immersive they made that world, and they see how successful it is. It seems like they're really gonna, you know, make this really an immersion for the fans who go into the park. Even the rides, I guess, are going to be, you know, based on some of the decisions you make and even the way you interact with certain characters, which sounds really fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this. Just because I want to see what they can do with this kind of budget. Like, this is the first big expansion to a Disney park in years. So, and I'm glad that they're pretty much throwing all the money at it.
Yeah.
From what it seems like, you know, that's very rare for the parks.
Very rare. But I think it's a good move by them. It's a good business move all across the board for Disney. It's just, especially marrying Disney with Star Wars, it just makes sense. And now that Lucasfilm is more involved in the park with art and such and ideas, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait. We got the announcement of a new cartoon series, Forces of Destiny, which kind of seems like it's going to be an anthology series.
Yeah, a bunch of short films, I think. That's what it really is.
But it really seems to be focusing on the female characters of Star Wars, which is good. Like, because there are a ton of powerful women in Star Wars.
As well as they should be, you know, with Princess Leia leading the way. You know, we had Jyn Erso recently, Rey. And even the series we cover, Mike, with Hera and Sabine. It's going to be nice to see these heroines, but also give them a little more depth, more character, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, what's really cool about it is that, you know, Daisy Ridley is coming back to voice Rey in it. Felicity Jones is coming back to voice Jyn. I think
Vanessa Marshall is going to be involved as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, Hera is going to appear in it. Like, pretty much if you were a female character in Star Wars, you're going to be in this show. Like, they showed off Sabine, they showed off Rey, and they even showed off Maz Kanata.
That's right. She's even coming back, Lupita.
Oddly missing, though, from the series, or from the teaser, was Padme.
You know, I didn't notice that until you just said it. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people noticed Padme wasn't there. So there was a little resurgence of the Wares movement. So, but they did confirm she will be in it. She just wasn't in this preview.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. Is this like a straight to DVD thing? Do we know?
No, it's 16 episodes. It's going to be on Disney XD. It is going to be premiering later on this year, 2017. So probably right around the time, or just before episode 8 drops. But it's also going to be accompanied by a line of figures, which, looking at the figures, kind of seem like they're going in the Monster High direction. If you're familiar with toys, Monster High is like a popular line for girls of like teenage monsters.
Or what are they called? Brats?
That are in
high school. Like,
no, not Brats. Well, yeah. I mean, it's along that same. Nobody does Brats anymore. But this is kind of along that line, looking at these toys. So they're articulated figures, but with like doll faces and doll hair, which is kind of interesting. So,
yeah, I saw Andy Gutierrez, you know, doing an interview with two of the designers, and she had two figures up on stage with her, were the Rey and Sabine action figures. And yeah, it's very just big head, kind of big eyes. They're pretty cool looking. I like them.
And it looks like, rereading the press release, I was wrong. It's actually going to be on the Disney YouTube, so everyone will have a chance to watch this. So definitely excited for that. And speaking of animation, we did get a little bit of Rebels news. That this season is unfortunately going to be the last season of Star Wars Rebels, but that's good because that means they get to end it on their terms. Yes. Which is something that we didn't get in Clone Wars. So definitely, definitely excited for that. And if you want to hear our whole discussion about that, look for a little Ghost Stories episode coming out soon about that.
And briefly, let me just quickly mention that Dave Filoni, as well as Mark Hamill, trolled the crowd, and Dave Filoni trolled the crowd pretty nicely. So
so we'll talk about that in an episode of Ghost Stories. And then I guess we can talk about the big bantha in the room.
the trailer. What is that? Yes, there it is. How many times have you watched it?
At least 7.
Yeah, I think I'm up to 15.
It was really good. Kind of, I mean, it was a teaser. It was definitely a teaser trailer. So we didn't get a whole lot of information, but we got, you know, enough of a setting of which of the characters are going to make a return. Got a lot of dialogue from Luke, including, you know, a very important line at the end. But we did see BB-8. We saw, you know, Poe. We saw Finn, you know, in his little tube getting all healed up. You know, we saw Leia. We saw
Kylo. And
we saw Kylo.
Phasma. Just, yeah.
I'm interested to see, like, his scar. We only saw it above the eye. We didn't see how much damage was behind the lightsaber there. So I'm curious about that reveal, like how messed up his face is going to be underneath that, you know?
And I felt like it was a treat, you know, even though it was just a teaser trailer, we got a full 2-minute teaser trailer, and I think they framed it just gorgeously, you know. That's why I've watched it so many times, because there's little hidden eggs in that trailer, and I'm trying to catch them all. Like, one of the coolest things that popped out from the trailer was the Jedi symbol making its return from Clone Wars.
That was kind of interesting. That's a neat thing that was kind of brought from the EU to Clone Wars, and now it's fully integrated into a canon movie. Now, there was an interesting thing about that one part in the trailer when Luke is asking Rey, you know, reach out, what do you see? She says the light, the darkness, and the balance. And as the camera pans into what looks like a structure and where that Jedi symbol is, as it pans in, that wood in the background looks a little familiar, like we've seen it before on some kind of giant creature.
What creature are you talking about?
I don't want to say it's the Bendu, but that's a Bendu looking structure behind there. You got to watch it as the camera pans in. I don't know. I saw that theory float up online, and now I can't unsee it. So,
okay, now I'm going to have to go back and watch it again. Oh, yeah. Poor me. I get to watch the trailer again.
Yeah, so that was definitely something that's going to be worth looking at.
During the panel, too, it made it really interesting, because the first frame shot was, it looked like stars, and then it pans out, and it's like stone, and then Daisy Ridley falling to the ground, kind of gasping. When she talked in the panel, she said, you know, meeting your hero doesn't always go the way you think it's going to go. My immediate thought was, he's choking her out. You know, Luke is doing something to her that's not super friendly. So it's interesting.
Mean, yeah, I got the feeling that he's probably not going to be super friendly toward her. So I don't know. Or just that he's, well, I mean, you got to think about it, too. She's only knows of him from stories.
Yeah.
You know, we're presuming that she didn't stay with Leia long enough to have her, you know, oh, hey, my brother Luke, he's a pretty cool guy. You know, he was once in love with the computer. You know, like, you know, we don't know what Leia's told him or told Rey. So, you know, I'm interested to see how that's going to play out.
And everybody now is talking about the title even more. The Last Jedi. Like, is it really going to be the end of the Jedi and Luke is the last one? And is he going to go into the gray? Who knows?
No, there's no such thing as gray Jedi.
Oh, there might be been, now.
There's no. You're either a Jedi or you aren't a Jedi. There is no such thing as a gray Jedi. I've been correcting people all weekend. I've been that guy
the gray. How about that? The balance. The middle. The Bendu.
You know, it's just, you know, you're either a Jedi or you aren't a Jedi. There's no reason to be a gray Jedi. That's something.
No, you know, you're right. Yeah.
That's totally something you come up with in middle school for your original character. You know,
but it definitely leads to, you know, your thoughts going to is that it for the Jedi? And are they going to be more towards the middle as far as like the light side and dark side goes. So it's very interesting.
Exactly. I mean, this could be kind of a reintroduction of the Living Force, where the Living Force is basically the tool, and it's how you use it that defines what you do. Like, yes, the dark side is more seductive, but it's in how you let the Force flow through you and basically make it work for you.
Right. And it was pretty cool too that, like, during the panel, you know, the younger stars like Daisy Ridley and John Boyega, like, were very tight-lipped and barely answered any questions. But when Luke, you know, Mark Hamill himself came out, he was gabbing up on stage, and he totally trolled the crowd by saying, you know, I look at you and I see the creator. I look at, you know, Kathleen Kennedy and your Wonder Woman. And he looks at Daisy Ridley and goes, "You're my dot." And like stops himself, totally trolling the crowd. But one of the cool things I thought he said, which once again makes Mark Hamill he's gotten the ultimate role, is that he told Rian Johnson, like, had a meeting with him at his home. He was showing him his favorite TV show and episode, and they finally got to talking, and Mark Hamill told him, "You know, I'm really terrified." And Rian Johnson responded by, "So am I." And Mark Hamill thought that was probably the best answer he can get from anybody, because he knows that, like, they can mold each other to really bring out the best. And I just thought that was so cool, you know?
No, definitely. And I'm just so stinking excited for Last Jedi. Not as much as I was for Rogue One, but I'm excited to see the next chapter and see what's coming up next.
Yeah, for sure.
And if I get my confirmation that that is the Bendu, I'll be pretty darn excited.
Well, you called the ghost, so we got the ghost.
So, we'll see. But I think that is going to do it for this little mini episode of The Outer Rim. We just wanted to get one out there while Celebration is kind of like your start to the week. See what you've missed in case you weren't watching any of the live streams on YouTube. I know there were some issues over the weekend, but we just wanted to touch on the biggest things that we saw from the weekend. Lindsay and Chris will be back, and we'll do a full kind of wrap up later on this week. So definitely stay in tuned for that. But until then, we're going to go ahead and close this episode out. Ernie, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at YaBuddyErnie.
And you can follow me on Twitter at It's The Rocketeer. That's ITS The Rocketeer. The show Twitter is at Outer Rim Podcast. We are part of the Random Chatter Network, so head on over to randomchatter.com. You can hit them up at Random Chatter. That's the main network one. You can email us directly at outerrim@randomchatter.com if you guys want to send us some news or anything, you know, some hot tips or what you saw at Celebration. You know, we'd love to hear what people saw, you know, if we didn't see you, if you didn't meet up with any of the guys, you know, and you had your own experiences, definitely send them over to us. We'll read them on the air for you. Chris can be found at The Chris of Chris, and Lindsay can be found at SDCC When Nerds Attack. If you can go on to iTunes and leave us a review there, or whatever podcast app you use, leave us reviews. That definitely helps us grow and helps people find us. We love that. We love just talking Star Wars with more people. We have a Patreon. If you go on over to patreon.com/randomchatter, just a dollar gets you in and supports the network in a huge way. We have a Slack channel that we all kind of discuss pretty much anything about. Ernie and I, on our show, the Retro Convo, we like to discuss stuff there and get some show ideas, you know, so it's something that helps the network and, you know, helps you contribute to the shows in a lot of different ways. But also, speaking of Random Chat or Retro Convo, we have a ton of other podcasts on the network, including, you know, a bunch of ones about Star Wars, but we do have a bunch of general entertainment ones about other TV shows. I think Chris does one about, what's that show? Expansion or something?
Expanse, yeah.
No. The Crash Couch is a great show if you like weekly deep dives into The Expanse. Ernie and I do one called Ghost Stories, which is currently on hiatus, but that will be back when season 4 arrives. Also, our little mini episode that we're going to put out in the meantime. And yeah, I think that covers about all the quick notes I had. So until then, guys, may the Force be with you.
Hey, sorry, folks. I'm sure to do better next time.
This podcast is copyright to randomchatter.com and is not affiliated with Lucasfilm or Disney. All music and sounds are copyright to their respective owners.